It's Thursday of the second week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. We begin, as always, with a trip to the Roman station for today. And today we go to Santa Maria in Trastevere. Trastevere is the area of Rome across the Tiber River, Transtiberim. Either this or St. Mary Major is the oldest church in Rome dedicated to the Mother of God, and there is a legend connected to its founding. As legend has it, in 38 BC, a spring of oil came out of the ground here, and that was taken to be an announcement of the coming of a Savior. So a shrine was constructed on that spot, and it is still beneath the main altar. This church is associated with St. Pope Callistus I, who was killed here in 222 by being thrown into a well from out of the window of his house. In fact, there was a house church here, and it was replaced by a basilica by Julius I, who died in 352. That is why Santa Maria in Trastevere is called either the Titulus Callistii or the Basilica Iulii. That basilica was damaged in the devastation of Rome in 410 by Alaric the Visigoth, and it was entirely replaced in the 12th century by a native of Trastevere, Innocent I, though that church was a little smaller. There were other additions over time. Among the things that you will have to pay attention to when you come into the basilica are the fantastic Cosmatesque floors and the mosaics. The great granite columns that you see on either side as you walk down the nave are from the Temple of Serapis, which is on the Janiculum Hill above the basilica. On the triumphal arch over the altar and the baldachin, you see the great mosaics in which Isaiah and Jeremiah are depicted, along with symbols of the four Gospels. And there are putti, those silly little angels, holding a great fruit-filled cornucopia, or a horn of plenty. You will also see a bird in a cage, which is a symbol of Christ's divinity, which they considered at the time to be imprisoned in this earthly life in order to save us from our sins. In the curved apse, we see Mary seated alongside Christ, sharing his throne. Also in the apse are scenes from the life of Mary, painted by Pietro Cavallini in 1290. Mosaic, at this time, was on its way out, and fresco was coming in. Sequentia Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. Gloria tibi Domine. In illo tempore, dixit Iesus Phariseis, homo quidam erat dives qui induebatur purpura et bisso, et epulabatur cotidie splendide, et erat quidam mendicus, nomine Lazarus, qui accebat ad Januam eius ulceribus plenus, cupiens saturari de micis quae cadebant de mensa divitis, et nemo illi dabat, sed et canes veniebant et lingebant ulcera eius. Factum est autem ut moreretur mendicus, et porteretur ab angelis in sinum abrahe. Mortus est autem et dives, et sepultus est in inferno. Elevans autem oculos suos, cum esset in tormentis, vidit Abraham a longe, et Lazarum in sinu eius, et ipse clamans dixit, Pater Abraham, miserere mei, et mite Lazarum, ut intingat extremum digiti sui in aquam, ut refrigeret linguam meam, quia crucior in hac flamma. Et dixit illi Abraham, Fili, recordare quia recepisti bona in vita tua, et Lazarus similiter mala. Nunc autem hic consolatur, tu vero cruciaris. Et in his omnibus, inter nos et vos, caos manium firmatum est. Ut hi, qui volunt hinc transire ad vos, non possint, neque inde huc transmeare. Et ait, rogo ergo te, pater, ut mittas eum in domum patris mei. Habeo enim quinque fratres, ut testetur illis, ne eripsi veniant in hunc locum tormentorum. Et ait ili Abraham, habent Moisen et prophetas, audiant illos, at ille dixit, non, pater Abraham, sed si quis ex mortuis hierit ad eos penitentiam agent, ait autem ili, si Moisen et prophetas non audiunt, neque si quis ex mortuis resurrexerit credent. Laus tibi Christe, per evangelica dicta, deleantur nostra delicta. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a certain rich man who used to clothe himself in purple and fine linen, and who feasted every day in splendid fashion. And there was a certain poor man named Lazarus, who lay at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be filled with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. And it came to pass that the poor man died and was borne away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man also died, and was buried in hell. And lifting up his eyes, being in torments, he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said to him, Son, remember that you in your lifetime have received good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now here he is comforted, whereas you are tormented. And besides all that, between us and you a great gulf is fixed, so that they who wish to pass over from this side to you cannot, and they cannot pass from your side to us. And he said, Then, Father, I beseech you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they too come into this place of torments. And Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hearken to them. But he answered, No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hearken to Moses and the prophets, they will not believe even if someone rises from the dead. Praise be to thee, O Christ. By the words of the gospel may our sins be blotted out. The prayer over the people from the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Adesto Domine famulis tuis, et perpetuum benignitatem largire poscendibus, ut iis qui te auctore et gubernatore gloriantur, ei congregata restaures, et restaurata conserves. Let us pray, bow your heads to God. Help your servants, O Lord, and grant them the lasting kindness they entreat, so that to those who glory in you, their Creator and Ruler, you may restore the blessings they once possessed and preserve what you restore. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Please pray for me as I will for you.